Although I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas, this podcast is not therapy and should not be used as therapeutic intervention. Many of the products and practices mentioned are for educational and informational purposes only. Should you need support, please seek appropriate, qualified, and licensed professionals. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist, the podcast where we navigate the murky waters between what society expects and what it means to truly live, embrace the messiness, the beautiful chaos of life, and celebrating the rebellion in the process. Whether you're a recent graduate, a seasoned therapist, or someone just curious, there's something here for everyone. But before we dive in, make sure you join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect to other like-minded souls. I'm your host, Shauna Lovin, a seasoned therapist and wellness educator with a very rebellious spirit. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's rebellion. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist. I hope this finds you well today. So today's topic is a little bit different thought process about burnout. Hence, this is where it comes from. So I was listening to a podcast where the gentleman that was talking about meditation does not work for anxiety. And I'm like, well, what the heck does he mean by this? But his explanation was actually pretty spot on, because he's talking about how when we experience anxiety, we experience this fear, it could be real or perceived, the information is coming into our brain twice. So we have our upstairs brain or downstairs brain, and they're processing at different speeds. And so he was referring to, like, you know, they tell you to meditate, they tell you to slow down, they tell you to do these things, but it's not working because the second part of your brain, really your upstairs brain, needs time to process what is actually happening. And so this person that I'm referring to, he is not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. He is like not in the behavioral health field, but the job that he worked for however 10, 20 years, however long it was, he's an expert in behavior in general because of his job. So it was just a very interesting take. So I'm taking this conversation a little bit further because I've been doing a little research on, you know, just my people, because I'm trying to update my website and make sure that it is speaking to who I needed to speak to bring those people in to my world. And so it got me thinking, like, well, what if this burnout stuff is way more than us just not taking care of ourselves? What if it's way more than just, you know, doing versus being? What if it's like way more than that? So let's look at this real quick. If you are a therapist, a first responder, a helping professional, a medical professional, like an attorney, all these, y'all are high risk, high stress jobs. And we are horrible at taking care of ourselves because we are typically putting other people first. We're putting other people's needs first, and we forget about our own needs a lot of the time. I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of the time. So when you think about your journey to get where you are, you know, you've gone to school, you followed the path that was probably prescribed, you've checked all the boxes, you've attained all the certificates and whatever else that you probably could, and you seem to have it all. Maybe you have a house, you got a car, you're doing well, you're not like freaking broke. I mean, I'm saying in this economy, everybody's struggling, but if you're looking at the bigger scheme of things, you've done well for yourself. You have people that are looking up to you because of what you've done and accomplished. But the one thing that came up is like, there's the depression, the anxiety, and the PTSD that kind of comes with that. And in a sense, you are high functioning depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The reason why I say high functioning is because you typically still go to work every day. You're typically still doing the things that make you happy. You're still doing all the things, but there's this underlying feeling of depression, anxiety, and PTSD that's happening because of the work you've done, because of your own personal experiences. It's just there. But you've learned to adapt and kind of just like work through it, which in itself can lead to burnout. But this idea is backed up by this study that I actually saw where therapists, in particular, it was about therapists, that they tend to go to therapy themselves because they're depressed, they're unhappy, there's some kind of relationship problems like with your family or divorce or something like that. There were some things about self-esteem, self-confidence, anxiety, and then some issues around like your work and career. Those were the top reasons why therapists go to therapy. Now, I've had some therapy in the past, and I would say that's probably pretty spot on. But I bring this up because if we are high functioning with depression, anxiety, and PTSD, that can lead to burnout on its own. It can lead to us not being aligned with who we are and what we want to bring to this world. It could also mean that we're not doing our own personal work. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do work in order to alleviate the depression, anxiety, or PTSD, but think about it as it a contributing factor that we're not working on ourselves, right? We're giving of others. The other piece that comes up is like the community. Like, we know we need community to thrive. We're all in professions where when we have the community, we thrive so much better. And so if we're looking at these aspects, we've done all the things, we've checked all the boxes, we're not quite in line, we're not quite doing all the work, it creates like this conflict within ourselves. Like, am I who they want me to be versus who I want to be? And so this internal conflict is creating like just things kind of happening in the brain. Now, I want to throw on the mix of all this is like we have this conflict. If you missed my episode on microaggressions, I suggest you go back and look at that. But the microaggressions are probably leading you to leave wherever you are. Like, not just the lack of self-care, but that piece as well. They kind of make us feel like we want to leave as well. So if we're looking at like how is burnout not just doing and being, let's take a quick look at the brain. I mean, we're going to tie this all together in a second. And so if we're looking at that, our persona is the mask that we wear. It's something that other people tend to see versus our identity is how we view ourselves. And typically the behavior that we exhibit follows our identity. The other piece to know is that our identity wants to be the same. That's kind of like the meaning. I'm not going to go into Latin and all that kind of stuff, but it's the sameness or wanting to be the same. And so if our perspective and ideas are creating our behavioral responses, then what do you think is happening in our brain? Because our brain's job is to maintain consistency and efficiency. So if our behavior wants to respond one way, but our brain is telling us to do something totally different and keep the same, it tells us that our brain is telling us that we have to make a plan that keeps everything the same, right? That is, I think, the reason that it makes it hard, because it makes our behavior familiar to us. It makes it to a place where, you know, we're trying to do all the things to be great, to take care of ourselves, to have the self-care, to manage the burnout, to manage the secondary trauma. Like, we're doing all the things, but because our brain is like, no, we need to be consistent, and it's making our behavior more familiar to us. And so what tends to happen is that that's how we get stuck in the loop of doing the same thing, not getting out of wherever we are for better health, for better well-being. And so we have to look at that we have to take like emergency responses to create safety within ourselves. And so there's, if you know anything about like the polyvagal therapy theory, there's this place where, you know, we are good copacetic. Then there's the other side where we are out of control. And there's this place in the middle that we want to try to achieve because we have to create safety in our body in order for our nervous system to work better. So if we need to create safety, it's mostly because our brain is telling us the opposite. So when we start creating safety in our body, then we're going to start telling our brain we need a new behavior. We're going to make things a little bit more familiar. So remember, like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you need your base foundation, like solid. You need that good. What's in the base foundation? Safety, right? Okay. So if we kind of look at this bigger picture, maybe our burnout is more about what you know and how your body is actually wired. So we know that not everybody's wired the same. We know that not everybody is going to respond the same to the same situation. So it could be literally, it's an individualized plan that you need to create for safety. We have to also remember that we need to change our language because we are not our experiences. We've had an experience, but if we change how we think about or reframe our conversation around the experience, instead of this has happened to me, this is what I have experienced. There's a total difference in our brain. We have to look at what are the biases? Like what is holding on to more than, you know, we typically hold on to more than what's negative versus what's positive. And so if we look at like, you know, if you're reframing your thoughts and your conversation around safety and around your experiences, this is also changing how you maybe hold on to the negative stuff a little less and hold on to the positive stuff a little bit more. This all kind of circles back to, it's not just about the brain and how the brain is functioning and what the brain is telling us what to do, but it's also really about how we are regulating our emotions in the first place. Because if we understand, like, you know, what are the triggers that is leading to the dysregulation, we have to learn to disrupt that pattern, right? We have to learn, you know, to help our upstairs brain and our downstairs brain to function together and to work together. Because when we are crossing the brain lines, like right and left brain, like with our activities, we are creating disruption. The other piece is like, we have to make sure that we release our emotions. If we're not actually physically releasing them, then we're holding on to the negative as well. That's another way of looking at it. So creating daily practices of releasing negative energy, negative emotions, negative thoughts, trying to hold on to the positive, and understanding that when our brain is functioning, it's, you know, the upstairs brain, downstairs brain, the right side, left side, however you want to look at it, it's telling us what we should be doing versus what our body is telling us something very different. And so we have to get the two parts of the brain to work better together. So the idea here is like burnout is more than just us doing our self-care. It's more than that. It's really about how is your brain functioning. And if you have high functioning depression, anxiety, and PTSD, how can we change the way that your brain is functioning to create more safety? I hope you guys found this helpful today. Until next time.
Thanks for joining today's rebellion with me. Remember, it's okay to be a hot mess sometimes. It's all part of the journey. Until next time, stay rebellious, stay authentic, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Don't forget to join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect with other like-minded souls. And anything mentioned in today's episode will be linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, you share with a friend, you leave a review, and you keep coming back for more. This podcast was brought to you by Healing Roots Wellness and Botanicals. For more information, please visit healingrootswab.com.